Stay up here. Stay up here. It's good to see all of you here. I have the honor of the introducing of Lewis Perry. Lewis Perry, and I'm starting early, and I know it, but I don't want to use up his time. I want to give him every minute that he needs. Lewis Perry started working with me when he found me. That was in 78. Lewis grew up as a deaf man with hearing parents that are members of the church, and he came to church all the time. He was supposed to be sitting there lip-reading, getting all they were supposed to be getting. And if you're deaf, how much do you think he got with all of that lip-reading? Not much, right? Not much. Well, he had some good parents. I've met them. I know them. And they really, really encouraged him once they found out that we had a program for the deaf. And he came, and what you need to understand, since he really didn't get that much before, and we got him when he was an adult, he was starting almost at zero. He was starting without much education in the Bible. Good heart. Parents had did a great job in the heart. It was a soft heart. They did so good in that. When I got him, I saw that he needed to be a leader. And I said he needed to be a leader because one of the things that I have found is if you choose people that the deaf think are leaders, they are great personal workers. He is known by the deaf, especially at that time, because you'll not know this by looking at him, but you don't want to wrestle with him unless you are Gordon. If you're Gordon, you can take him. No, tease him. I can't take him. He was an Olympic winner for the Special Olympics in, was that in the Soviet Union, Russia the first time? Or was it Germany, Romania? Well, that was part of the Soviet Union. Yeah, and then in Germany. Really, I'd say he did okay. Because the people that he was wrestling against, you don't know if they were truly deaf or not. They just wanted to win. They didn't win. He got the gold. And another time, the bronze, right? Yeah, bronze. So that's good, right? Do you know how the deaf looked at him? They looked at him like he was a hero. That's right. That's right. So we use that. We use that for him to draw in the deaf when he would say, you need to see this church. You need to see it growing and all of that. Lewis Perry, he was the one. Didn't know how to teach. Didn't know. But he knew how to talk to people. He knew how to draw them in. Lewis Perry made some mistakes. How many of y'all have made some mistakes in your life? Yeah. I say that openly because he talks about it openly. Because that's part of his draw. He's honest with people. He knows he's made mistakes in his life. And he veered off. Didn't see Lewis Perry at church again and again and again. One day, He showed up. He said, I need to repent. I need to be working again. And I said, I will know you truly repented when I see it in action. You know what happened? The church started with death. Is that action? So, today, when you're hearing him or seeing him talk to you about working to pull in the deaf so that they can hear the words of God, this man is one of the best. He really is. He's my brother. He's Lewis Perry. Hollis, do you want to interpret for him? No, you okay. Thank you. Thank you, Gordon, for saying that. I'm happy all of you are here today. I need someone to run this. Hollis, you want to run this for me? Help with this. You got a switch here. I think that's about all it's going to amount to. You can do it. Thank you, brother. What we were doing there, he was getting the computer straightened out. Thank you for coming here today. I'm happy that you're here to listen and pay attention to the subject of what I'm saying. How to meet the deaf. I want to tell you a story before, like Gordon was explaining. I thought, from the time I grew up in school, I know I had some interpreters through school, but in church, didn't have any. Never interpreter there. I just had to be patient with my family, and I grew up lip reading, and I grew up trying to understand. One time, I drove to my mama's church. It was early. You know, I was 10 years old. I was 10 minutes late, you know, young. Then I went back home, and I sat down, and I was thinking. The phone was near me. Later, my sister, and she called me. Hello? Sign language? What? And my family always could hear me saying this. Please. What's the signing? Our North Side Church of Christ. That was our church before. Just hearing went there and me. Okay. And I saw this on the telephone. I dressed and everything and got my clothes on and hurried and all that. And I had this big afro at this time. Oh, I had to get it picked up just right. Picked up just perfect. Oh, yeah. So, oh, yeah, I had to look again and see how I was doing in the mirror and everything. I was curious, so I went to church. Looked around. Ah, I see. Somebody signing. It surprised me. Went into the church there. Huh, I'm curious. So I went there and I said hi and I sat down. Later on, after it's all finished, I'm glad to meet you. What's your name? He said, Bob Goodson. Oh, and your wife? Sitting there, she's hard of hearing, and you interpreted for it. I'm curious. Where's the church that you go to learn to interpret and all that? And he said, at 747 South Memorial. Thank you for telling me. Later, I came back. I was curious. I came back again, and I drove and arrived there. And I walked into the door, and I remember I saw Gordon preaching there, and everybody looked at me, and I smiled. Yeah, first time there. Yeah, and they looked at me first time. You know, like a black sheep there. Ah, there. And I went in, and I sat down, and I met the different ones and all that, different meetings. That's fine. I was impressed. Wow. Yeah. Then I left. When I graduated, I came back. Then I started going regularly. And I remember I was baptized, and before I was 12 and all that, I didn't understand what baptism was about. I was too young at 12 years. I was blind. I didn't understand anything. And brother was preaching to me in 93, and I was baptized, and I understood clearly. Okay. And I remember Gordon saying, I repented, and I came back. I didn't want to continue in that anymore. I don't want to look back. I want to be happy. I want to continue on. God loves you. And I want to encourage you. I want you to help the deaf. I want you to help the hearing. I want you to be together. It says, where can you find about the events for the deaf? One place is the City Deaf Associations. We have like Tulsa Speech and Hearing Association. They will help us. There's some jobs will help us. Interpreters and all of this, help us with interpreters for those things like that. And you have these different things. And I went to Lubbock, Texas. They have one in Lubbock, Lubbock's Community Service for the Deaf. It's almost the same difference, but they helped me to find different Social Security office and things like that and explaining. This TSHA. I was interested before. What could they help? And find a job and before I graduated and all that to search where? And they put me in contact for work. I don't want to depend on them, no. But I went, it was really good, TSHA. Email lists. Some of them don't have emails, but some have this information. It helps us to advise us the information. And we name it OMP. What's the meaning of that? Oklahoma. It means advertising. You can put out advertisements of your events. Sometimes you're thrilled with something. A party or meeting and silent dinner, all the different lists, informations of deaf activities that would be interested to the deaf. This kind of information. Sometimes it shows the people who died. Who died? You're curious about that, and you see a picture of them. You say, oh, I didn't know that. And it explains that to you. Oh, yeah, I know them. It helps in that, OMP. In different states, I know that. But that I'm just explaining you. Good advertisements are there. Emails and situations. Library is always a good place. Some people, they don't have children or whatever. You can go and you can check and get information and contacts that can help you the same way. It's free. It doesn't matter. You can maybe buy some paper or whatever. But anyway, in the library, they have the files and all that. And you can learn in there. That's what you can learn in there. Like the library has lists. Organizations for the deaf, too. Newspapers. I noticed, I remember in the newspaper, it showed the deaf, in the hearing, popped up. Deaf schools. Many, many different meetings or activities that you have, or actors, or things like that. I like that. I sit there in this and all that. It shows the deaf all these different things, these different activities of being like actors and activities and stuff, advertisements. Start small, yeah, but you impress people and all of this. Challenges, president, maybe you'll become, yeah. Another one I know is the School Educational Service Center. Somehow, go and talk to the teachers, give them the information and all. Maybe they've heard of something. Maybe you forgot. Maybe you fell behind in your studies. They can encourage you, educate you. You can learn something there. The parents can encourage the deaf children and all that, the different things there. What type of events can I find that the deaf are attending? Movies? Yeah, movie theaters. I remember Some movie has captions, not all the time. But I remember one time, once a month it'd appear. And I never tried to go. I was curious to see what it looked like. I see it on TV and all, but why didn't it work at the other? I was stuck. I couldn't. In the morning, at night, I couldn't get there when they had it. I wish I could have a few times and gone on Wednesday. But Wednesday, you know, I was interested and curious about what they did and all, but I was curious. But, yeah, but I never did see it in my life. Maybe you've seen it, but me, I missed it a lot. It's true. Oh, the silent dinners. Once a month. It's different in different places. Maybe it'd be two or whatever. But we have it once a month at different times. Associate. We learn and we find out about that, this association. Or we just talk to the new people sometimes. Sports, maybe we'll talk about that. They'll maybe show up somebody that's in sports even. And we'll meet somebody that's really tall. Wow, you play ball there, huh? Wow, he's really a big guy and all that. Yeah, break my neck looking up at him. He's so tall. Get on a chair to communicate with him. It's easy to know and all these different people. You learn and communicate and you encourage people. Oh, boy, my neck's still hurting from looking up at those tall people. Get around and meet the different ones at the silent dinner. You can learn their names. You can learn to encourage them to come to church. You can talk to them about problems and being patient and maybe even hidden situations. What we call deaf chats. Every month, the second Friday, Starbucks. You know, have some coffee. What's the sign there for Starbucks? Anyone curious? That's why you say Starbucks? Okay. I don't know. I didn't, you know, I'm just learning. Thank you for that. I didn't know that. Starbucks. All right. All right. That's all right. Thank you for helping me. Starbucks. I do it differently. All right. Starbucks. Like a star deer. I like that one. All right. That's okay. Good. Good. I want you to know in Oklahoma City and different towns, every month they'll have these different programs. Same time. Now, you can't go to all of them, no. But I'm curious the different ones. And I've went to the different ones. I've tried to go to different cities. And you can yourself. And I hope you do. How about those Deaf Olympics? You've seen them? The crippled, the handicapped, and all of that. And one time, I saw some in some wheelchairs. And I saw all these people, and I was curious about it. And I watched them. I was interested about these deaf and going to the Olympics. In a wheelchair, and all these excited about that. And I thought, wow, yeah. Got information about that. And I saw it for the first time. I was in there in college. And I thought, that's nice. So I said, I'll go. I was in wrestling already. So I thought, well, I'll just do it for the deaf myself. He explained already about that wrestling. Yeah, I was going to explain that. Excuse me. Bowling league, I forgot that one. Some of you are probably experts at this. Me, I'm not. I try, but I'm no expert. Yeah, I enjoy it and have fun. It's a good time. I know you have fun bowling and all of that and going regularly and talk about it. And you can talk to people there. Talk about this. What's up? You're excited about it. Every Friday or sometimes Monday, it depends on the situation there. Others, yeah, Tuesday, ours, Friday. I'd say between 6 and 6:30, about that time, to whenever they'd really just give up. It's way late at night, and I want to go home. Yeah, I'm going home. Sometimes people, you don't have to work. You understand that? Okay. Try it again. There it is. Now the next one. Camping groups. In the summer, you know, have you ever gone to some of those? You're excited about it? I went one time. I love to go camping. Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. I had to work most of the time. Yeah, one weekend, I remember I loved it, going fishing and all of that, doing all the activities, eating. Oh, yeah. Doesn't matter, the deaf, the hearing. Oh, we enjoyed that so much. And I know the different ones, that I can't go to the different ones, all that. I have to go just short time and all that, yeah. Yeah, it's too far for me. I have to stay here. I'm a homeboy. See, that's the example. Deaf school activities. Sometimes where activities have these activities we're excited about, reunions, or what's happening in basketball, or, you know, come to all these home deals. Two or three times, instances. Not much, but we're thrilled with the different wrestling and all these different activities. And I wish, you know, to go, why? Because you get to associate with people. Plus God's word, you can spread it in this activity. This is the example. Excuse me, I coughed. Next. Okay. Deaf association activity events. Many different things. It's like Oklahoma Association for the Deaf. We have TSH under National for the Deaf, you know. But it's associated with this national organization, the example. Oklahoma, we have one. And I'm sure 3 months, three other cities experience this, all this. Learn a lot from those associations. How do you communicate with the deaf? You know, some, they want to learn about the deaf. Some are afraid. Some are slow. We deaf, we're patient with you hearing people when you're learning. We're patient as you learn. And I want to tell you about the past. When I was younger, I was growing up. I was oral, all the time oral. Situation, I didn't know sign language, didn't understand it. Yeah, and I get hit on my hands when I even tried to do it. Pow! Wow, that hurt. Yeah, they didn't let me sign. Why? They wanted me oral. Huh. Oral. You understand about that oral? Yeah. It pops up. You're with your friend. You begin associated with them. Do you sign? And me? Before? Yeah. I was 7th grade. I was young. Yeah. And I want to tell you the truth. I was forced to this stuff, and I want to show my actions and all and everything, but help me with my sign language to learn. And I'm doing it in secret now. You? Now, what I say? You? What? I want to play. What? Tell me again. What's the sign? Frustrating. So frustrating. You need to be patient with me as I learn, because I'd always learned oral for the deaf. I didn't understand why the sign language. It was important to have total communication. Total communication. That's so important to have the sign language too, right? It's important that we have that both. You understand? Yeah. Hearing say this, and I can say, what'd you say? Say it again. And then I look at the deaf, I have an interpreter. It's better I can, now I can explain it now lower to the lower deaf. I can explain because I understand the English. I was pushed with this English. Okay, I understand what you're saying, and now I'm going to explain it to you. And I use my voice. I can use my oral. Anyway. And I learned. And they had to be patient with me while I learned as I continued. Later on, I remember 1 or 2 years, many, many frustrations. Later on, the deaf, Lewis Perry, wow, you've improved. Yeah, how are you? I'm signing. What are you doing? What are you doing? I'm excited. Do this, do that, talk, talk. Wow. I heard you've improved, but oh, wrong. What's wrong? And their eyes would just fall out of their sockets when I showed them this thing. No, I really can do it. I can sign. What's wrong? I'm in deaf. I'm important. I'm happy now. And I want to encourage all of you, this example, to use your time to learn. total communication. American Sign Language. Do you know some of this signs is in English and sentences? He signed it long. That's why I said it long. ASL, shorten it up, right? Shorten it up. Yeah. Yeah, you don't need all that sentence with ASL. You have fellowships and all of that, different ones, an example. And I went to, wow, to that, this, that, plow, plow. Oh, I'm bored. No. I was teasing. I was giving you an example. Okay, fine. I'll be patient with people. I'm not going to be yawning when you're saying all these long sentences in English, this example. I'm going to go come back home, okay? And I know to join in. You know, you understand? Learned English, learn ASL, truly. Is it required? As I read this in my books, in English, and law and everything else, what's it in? You need to learn. Don't force people. No. Encourage them. See what you can do. You try it. Oh, you improved. Some hearing can improve. Some, oh, boy, they need the encouragement, really, these hearing people. Doesn't matter what. Encourage the people. We also have relay services. Some deaf, they can type. They can type to the relay, and the relay can use the voice, and they can talk to somebody else. Yeah, they get this. Then they type what the voice said back to me, and I can pass it back and forth to the hearing person. You know that? That works through the relay service. It's the same. And now push it. VPs, the video phones. Some video phones like the idea. I call the relay person, the relay, and I say, tell my doctor this and that, okay? What's his name? And so I spell it out. And so they call the relay and they talk to him. And doctor, you know, tells him, I have a problem with my shoulder or this or that and all that. But sometimes the deaf, they're not good in English to try to type this out. And they can't spell that good. Me, I don't spell so good either. Okay, and I look for the right word. I'm slow, you know, and I'm on that relay. Push it off. We have video now. I don't have to do the typing. Sometimes I'm slow on this typing. Yeah. Sometimes I'm good at that. But the video phone, that's why I like to explain about the video phone. It's on a TV and you have your communication there. If you've not seen it before, I hope that someday one of your friends or everything invites you and has a conference with you. You say hello right on the video phone. And you can watch one and I say hello back. And it shows there. Kevin, he's my neighbor. And I came over and I want to show it to you. And he looked at that in Lubbock, Texas. He's really from New York. And I showed him this communication. And he, look at that. Come on. It won't bite you. Come on. He came in there and his name, he was slow. Yeah, encourage him. Go ahead. Communicate in your sign language. I showed him. He's black. He's good. He's my neighbor. I was impressed with him. He helps me a lot. We help one another together. Sometimes you just have to write with a pad and paper. Yeah, I'm hoping I can inform you about that later on. Then the deaf culture, the best way is to meet other people through other people. The deaf. Maybe offer them a fellowship meal to have a contact with them afterwards. You can have this fellowship meal. Next one. You can advertise. There's so many different ways that you possibly can do this. Here's some. I'm giving you an example. See there? My email address. Carl Moores. He's a deaf man. He's a preacher. You'll be hearing him later this afternoon about 3 o'clock. Fred is at our church. And then Gordon. You better explain about her now. Yeah, Brenda Rumsey, yeah. They need to know who she is. Brenda Rumsey. She's been a member here for a long time. She's been helping the deaf since she types, she gives us information, she organizes us. Oh, she's here before I was even here. She impresses me. Her husband, she works and he does that. His name is Gorman. Yeah, Gorman. Yeah. That's her husband. Gordon's wife, Tootie, too, is Judy White. She's also involved in encouraging us and everything. Fred Bogan. I'm signing Fred because he's a doctor. Yeah, he'll break your bones. He'll break your neck. Yeah. Wow. He's a strong man for such a little man. He's just a tiny little guy. But he can do it. Okay, those are your contacts. I want to tell you, you're invited. We're going to have our second annual Deaf Work. The theme is Growing in Christ. It'll be this week at Park Plaza, Church of Christ. And this is the address. 5925 East 51st Street. Here's the schedule. Means on Friday, the Church of Christ. I'm hoping if you have any questions, ask us about it. We've got advertisement and all that. We have it. But this is what we're going to have. Also, we have a deaf VBS for our children. I'll be in school at that time. I'm stuck. I can't be here. But I hope and encourage anyone that wants to find out that Brenda's over this, and she'll explain it to you about this deaf VBS. We have plenty of advertisement on that. Yeah, she blows you away in all the information that she'll give you. She'll be here tonight, yes. Yeah, I hope you meet her. Remember I told you to encourage? Keep on. But don't forget Jesus. I know sometimes we're all involved in the different things. Tomorrow I have this or that all day or 1 or 2 o'clock or whatever. And tomorrow Sunday church, oh no, I've got all these. I'm going to stay home. Why? They need encouragement. Jesus is encouragement. He loves you. I love you. And that's what I do. I encourage people. Sometimes, one time, I went to a different town and I encouraged them, 2 or 3. And I stayed there. I just told them before 2:30, patient, get up, and I went to church. What's the difference? Be patient. You have to go home and go to bed. Yeah. And you wake up and you stretch out. No. To church, right, that's what's important. Yes. That's why Jesus says, I love you, I love you, and thank you for coming this morning. You want to give them the opportunity to ask you questions about... You have the opportunity to ask questions. He says, I have a... Can I go back? I want to show that something back over here. What he's doing right now, for those on the tape, he's going back on the computer in his lesson because it has to do with one of the questions in the class. I want to ask you a question about this. This is Steve Farmer, the one that's asking the question. Deaf interpreting services. Was it TSHA? That was in the TSHA, I think. I don't think it was specific that said about deaf interpreters. I think it was in a group that it was talking about, right, association. Okay. I think it was in the association they was talking about.
Okay.
I was explaining to Mr. Farmer about the where it said associations. That's where he talked about interpreter services. It was about the association group that you was talking about. They had the interpreter service. The reason I was asking about these interpreters, yeah, they do for, sometimes, they refuse to give out a lot of those things. That's why I was focusing in on that. And I misunderstood what he was saying about deaf associations. I understand that, yeah. Association. I thought you mentioned it, deaf services there and all that. But I was misunderstood. Yeah. They will refuse to give out a lot of the stuff. They will be quiet. You have to go in and call, and if you need for medical or hospital or anything, they'll do that. And it's important, yes. I think the question is, you were talking about going there like to TSHA to get names or something like that. They'll not give that to you because that's... No, that's right. Yeah. That's private. Yeah. Same as the church. Yeah. Lewis and Perry and all that. Why? What's wrong and all that? Sometime. Yeah. They're not even going to give it to the church. They won't give it to Gordon or Lewis or any. What reason do you need it? They have to have permission, even from Gordon, even at church, to give out names and all that, addresses and everything. It's private. Yes. One of the things that all in here that are wanting to meet the deaf, you have to develop your own lists. Those groups have to be quiet about that. But it's not that difficult if you go to all the groups that Lewis Perry was talking about, to the silent dinner, to the different things. If you have people come in, you get their names and addresses, their emails, all of that, and have a special form so that they can fill it in, and you'll get it all the time that way. Sometimes when you talk to people in all of this, that's fine. It just depends on the person, what you can get from them. Yeah, it depends on their problems, too, in your communication. I like to stay in front with you, okay? Can I stand here? Which one? She's going to stand up here in front of me. Thank you for letting me come here. I know. He's a very good speaker about how to meet people, the deaf. But many, many times I go and all of this, I'm responsible at the camps and all that, just coffee and now member of the church. Most of the time, the deaf, they go to all these different things to go to church. Yes, I'm honest. The deaf, they feel, oh, yeah. I mean, like, tell me about the church and all that, and have a talk and I finish, and they go, and later on, you know. But it doesn't matter what you do for God. Jesus wants you. He wants you spreading the good words. It's worth it. Look for these lost people. Draw them in. Any church. Whatever. Go to them. Fine. Me, I've never been to another church, but I'm pleased to come here because I know through my friends and all that, I know it's a wonderful time, and I love the church workshop very much, and I go to these different ones. It's also the deaf more to put in the newspaper advertisements. They're thrilled. Most of the newspaper costs are free for the churches, right? Did you know that? You can put in advertisements. You can show the deaf can have many, many different things for the deaf, the church, and all the camps. It doesn't matter what, picnics and all of this. You say this deaf can do. Yeah, it helps the deaf. Some deaf, they don't know. They're thrilled to know, to be in contact, to help the deaf. Some deaf, you know, they don't know where, why, and put this advertisement in. It helps. You remember OMP before put in about the thrilling about the church advertisements now? They removed it. And I said, why? What happened to the church in this? And I sent it to them and asked, well, I don't understand. I think maybe you have started a website of your own. That's why it helps. I didn't know that. Why? But why? Advertisement. I like to talk about the church, but we must do, not give up for God. We have to welcome. We have to welcome the God. Know that God loves you and God bless you in the gospel of Jesus Christ. His death for you, all of us. Thank you. Thank you. One more. One more, she said. One more thing. One thing. I want everyone to say, I want to get a picture before everybody leaves. Is that okay? Craig, you have a question? Craig is a member of the church here. Thank you, Lewis Perry. I see you a lot of improvement there. After sunset, you're becoming wonderful. I love you. He finished his teaching. I want all of us. And he finished in a short time. But I think it's fair. Many people from different states and all this have came here. You can become involved here and tell us your life, home, and about your country, your town. Tell us what you've learned. We want to learn from you too. Please come forward. And if you want to, tell us about it, okay? Anyone more want to talk? You want to talk? Well, come on up. Come on. That's fine. Okay. I'm deaf. I'm learning sign language. I grew up oral. I lived in St. Louis, close to St. Louis. First time I've been here. Fine. My church right there. They brought me. That's wonderful. My interpreter in the church. Her husband. I've learned a lot from God about Jesus. Good to you. Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Are you having a good time here? He says, I've heard. I'm happy you're here. Me and her, ASL classes. I learned a lot in those this year. Last year, nothing. I couldn't sign. But I'm learning and learning. It's good to be here. You've not seen anything yet. I'm the only one deaf there. I've brought two. Just starting our work. Just starting. Young. Learning from you. Good.